right, we are back now. Let me just turn off the music over here on that computer. Want to be saying hello to Mark Leonard, the hockey coach at Essex Tech. And Mark, first of all, congratulations! What a season so far.
Yeah, it's been a fun ride. That's for sure. Still got a lot of work to do, but so far there's not a lot to complain about.
You know, I was talking about with Tim Kearns before we got you on here, and it's a fact that there are two unbeaten teams left in the state. And you guys are just a few miles from each other, you and Linfield. That's incredible.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. You know, I know those guys well. They're a real good team. And, you know, maybe we'll meet up in the tournament. Who knows? You just never know.
Well, at the moment, the most recent rankings, Linfield number one, and you guys are at number five. And you've been climbing the ranks steadily, getting some respect. Let's go back and take a look at your most recent game, if you would, please, Coach, because you have been piling up some tremendous offensive numbers, and then you face Lowell Catholic, a very tough team. Tell me about that one.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny. We didn't score many goals, and it was a struggle to beat them, but it was one of the better games we played all season, to be honest with you. I mean, we outshot them 38-16.
Whoa.
We had a million opportunities. They have a freshman goalie who's really tremendous. He was on his game, and he made things very difficult for us. But, you know, as far as our forecheck and our in-zone play, we only gave up 16 shots, and we had a lot of pressure on them. Kids worked hard, and we just couldn't score. You know, their goalie, sometimes you have to tip your hat to the other team, and their goalie was great. But, you know, like we've done all year, we've been down a few times in games this year. North Reading we were down, and Marblehead. Our kids just don't give up, and you know, we tied it up in the third, and it was 0-0 after two, and they scored first, and then we tied it up and had some chances. They had a couple chances. Our goalie, Kyle Mahan, made some great saves, too. Even though he didn't have a lot of shots, he made some quality saves.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we were fortunate to get a goal in overtime and to keep the streak going.
Coach, Tim Kearns here.
Hi, Tim. How you doing?
I'm doing real well. Congratulations on the season so far.
Thank you.
Coach, what role does having your own rink play in the team's mindset and their comfort level? Because you don't have to get on buses every day. The kids don't have to get in cars and pack all this stuff up, travel to a rink, and even for the games, they go into a familiar spot.
Yeah, no, it's great. I mean, you know, the best thing is we have our own locker room there, and the kids can you know, leave their equipment there. They don't have to lug it back and forth every day. It's a great rink. You know, we're very comfortable there. The kids walk, a lot of the kids that don't drive, they just walk up the top of the hill after school and get to the rink. And, it's great. And, you know, we're starting to really get a lot of fans. We're getting a lot of kids from the school, which is great. So it's great. I couldn't be happier with our rink.
I don't know what your lines are, Coach. I don't have that, but I do know that you've got two guys who have scored in the 30s so far. One is your captain, and one is It's Logan Casey and Brady Leonard. Tell me about those two guys as goal scorers and how they move the puck around.
Yeah, you know that they're both very gifted players. They both have tremendous hands. They can skate. They see the ice very well. They're on two different lines, which is great. It's not just one line scoring. Logan plays with one of our seniors, Larry Graffio. He's on the left wing, and Anthony Bacenti's, who's a sophomore, in the middle. They move the puck tremendously well. They're really good down low with give and goes and stuff. And then on Brady's line, you have a junior, Chris Maher, who's, you know, we call him the magician. He's, you wouldn't think the puck stays with him somehow. I don't know how he does it. You think he's going to lose it and it stays with him. And he's really a setup man. And then on the right wing, is Jaden Vargas, a sophomore from, Peabody. And he's got tremendous speed. And Brady is, in the middle. And, you know, Brady and Jaden have been playing together since they were about 8 years old. So they know each other very well. And, when you have two balanced lines, it really makes it great. And our third line is contributing as well. I mean, Brian Swayzik's on the third line. He's a senior. He's got four goals, and we got a couple freshmen. Teddy Tesoris has got three goals, and Ben Rahal's got a couple goals. So it's not just coming from those two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jaden, who plays with Brady, has got 20 points. Chris has 19 points. Mahar, Bacenti, and Graffio both have 14 points playing with Logan Casey. So, you know, they move it around well, and they're unselfish. And, you know, it's great to have them on different lines. It's not just one line doing it for us.
I want to ask one more question before I turn it back to Tim. Excuse me, Tim. Your defense, defenseman Armani Booth, he's up there in double figures as well, 8-8. Is he sort of a quarterback there, you know, getting the puck out of the zone type, a kid who can move it out sort of by himself?
Yeah, he has a big shot. He can skate. He's got great hands. And he's five of his goals are on the power play. We're doing really well on the power play. We're 16 for 40 for 40%. So we've scored 16 power play goals.
Yeesh.
He's 6'3". He's 220. But he can skate, and he's got hands, and he's starting to figure out that he can be a very physical player. And he's got a bomb for a shot, a wrist shot, so he's been getting a lot of goals, which is nice. You know, 8 goals from a defenseman is terrific.
Hey, Coach, we talked to one of the kids from St. John's Prep last week, and I asked him about, I noticed this, that St. John's, and almost in all the sports historically, starts off a little sluggishly, and then all of a sudden they get into gear and they just basically run the table the rest of the way. And I always ask people from the prep about that. He gave me the best explanation. He says that it's because they've got so many kids coming from different places that really aren't familiar with each other, and it takes them a little bit of time to find that comfort zone. Because you draw from so many different areas. Do you have that same experience where there's an initial, meet and greet with the kids where they have to sort of find themselves and find that flow working together where they don't have a lot of opportunity, outside of school to get playing time and play together and become familiar with each other?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a good thing and a bad thing. You know, when I coached at Peabody, you know, I knew everybody coming up for the next 5 or 6 years. You know, at Essex, sort of like the prep, you don't really know year to year what you're going to get, you know. But when you find out who's coming to the school, you know, the kids go to camps together. They play in summer leagues and fall leagues, and they do the preseason skates together. So they get to know each other. You know, this year we had, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 freshmen that made it, so it takes them a little bit while to adjust, but you know, honestly, today there's so many different tournaments, summer tournament teams and showcase teams, and a lot of these kids have actually played together before, which I think helps. We also go on an overnight trip preseason every year, the week, you know, before the season starts, and we get to have some good bonding time. We do a lot of team stuff, and it comes quick. You know, they get to know each other pretty quick when they're skating together and sweating together, I think they figure out, you know, pretty soon that they, you know, who they like and who they want to bond with and all stuff like that.
We're coming into February, stretch run coming up, and you've got, I don't want to look too far ahead. I know coaches don't do that, but in high school you sort of have to look at your schedule. You got Northeast Tech this week, and I'll ask you about them in a second, on Wednesday. That's a home game, and then a huge home game on Saturday. So what's the plan this week, Mark? And as I ask that, most coaches will just say, well, we have to just take care of ourselves.
Yeah, you know, we're in a great spot now with that victory over Lowell Catholic, who's now in our league. So basically we control our own destiny. You know, if we beat Northeast and we beat Shawshin, we'll be league champs. No one will be able to catch us. So we're in a good spot as far as that goes. Now, again, Northeast plays us tough. They do every time. And Shawshin, obviously, they're our huge rival. So that's not going to be an easy game. So we got to stay focused. You know, we had a good game against Lowell Catholic. We had a real good practice today. We'll have a good pregame skate tomorrow, and hopefully we'll come out flying Wednesday. We want to win for the seniors. It's our senior night. And then hopefully that carries over into the Shawshin game. So it's a huge week for us.
Mm-hmm. I'm good.
Okay. We got to have signal somehow. We need the Zoom thing so we can see each other. Mark, staying on that point for one more minute, you've played both of these teams already this season. What does that mean in rematches?
You know, I'm not sure it means a lot because, for example, last year we played Northeast. We played them the first game of the early in the year. We beat them 9-0, and then you know, we played them the second time, and they actually beat us in overtime because, you know, we kind of thought we just had to show up to win, and they came out flying, and we were flat, and they beat us. So, you know, from game to game, the high school kids, you don't know if they're going to be up or down. One thing I will say about my kids, though, that they've been up for pretty much every game. We've had a few bad periods here and there, but, you know, they give a pretty good effort game after game, and it's not going to get any easier no matter who we play. We're undefeated, and everyone wants to beat the undefeated team, you know. And so we're going to have to be on our game to beat both teams. And Shawshin is always tough. They, you know, if they can beat us, they could be, you know, they could still be league champs. And so there's a lot riding on it. As good as our season has gone, we really haven't guaranteed anything yet for ourselves. So
yeah, it's,
we want to keep playing well and have a good week.
It's kind of weird when you go this far unbeaten and you still have major challenges ahead. So the boys have got to stay focused, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that's what you want. You want to have tough games going into the tournament, and hopefully you're playing your best hockey, and you know, we try to make a deep run in the playoffs.